a high-profile defection in Syria announced on YouTube.
In the name of Allah, I, the engineer Abdul Hassam Adin, deputy Syrian oil minister, announce my defection from the regime and my resignation. I am withdrawing from the Arab Baath Party. I declare that I am joining the revolution of this dignified people.
That somewhat shocking message was posted last night on YouTube. He's the highest-ranking political official to abandon the government of President Bashar al-Assad since the Syrian uprising began a year ago. Jim Muir, correspondent for our partner the BBC, joined us earlier from Beirut, where he's been monitoring the events in Syria. I asked him to explain what Abdul Hassam Adin's defection means.
Well, he is an insider. He has come up through the ranks of the oil ministry. He's been working there for 33 years, and he reached the rank of deputy minister. So this is a pretty serious defection. I mean, it's not top rank, but it's pretty close. And his the main strength of it is his ringing denunciation. It's a 4-minute diatribe on YouTube. There's no doubting the authenticity of it. We've checked the websites. There's his picture on the oil ministry's website. And so on, and his full life history. We believe that he has fled Syria, and presumably his family too, because in this statement he said, "I know they're going to burn my house and persecute my family because of what I'm doing." But he urged fellow officials to follow suit, saying that after a year of this, people with blood on their hands will not be forgiven by the martyrs, and they can no longer simply say we're employees or we're just obeying orders. He said that's not enough. The signs are there. The regime has been crushing the people for the past year, and it's a sinking ship, and you should all desert it.
Certainly, this is an indication of this individual's, Mr. Abdul Hassam Adin's, personal convictions about what's going on in Syria. But he mentioned that he's a member of the Baath Party. I'm wondering if he's also a member of the Alawite sect in Syria, which might give some indication of cracks at the very senior level inside the circle around Bashar al-Assad.
I don't honestly know what his sect is. I've tried to find out. It's not evident. I would have thought prima facie more likely that he would be from the Sunni community, which is basically provides the bulk of the opposition, as it were, because it's a ruling Alawite minority, and a defection from part of that Alawite clan would be even more significant. But we're really guessing there. I can't tell you at the moment whether he's Sunni or what, but my guess would be most likely he'd be Sunni, but I simply can't make that call.
We've heard a lot of mid-level officers in the military going over to the revolution. As of yet, no real senior member of the Syrian military. How significant is the Syrian oil ministry in terms of running the government there in Damascus?
Well, the sale of oil, although on a pretty small scale compared with the big hitters in the Middle East, nonetheless it provided the regime with the cash that it uses to basically keep itself going. So the basic thing is that the government is really feeling the squeeze now of the economic sanctions, especially in the oil realm, where they just don't have ready cash anymore.
And the currency is not worth very much at all. That was Jim Muir, correspondent for our partner the BBC, who joined us earlier from Beirut.